Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. India retains 40th rank in Global Innovation Index 2023. Center assesses 6 infrastructure projects worth 52,000 crore rupees under PM Gati Shakti. Father of Green Revolution in India, M.S. Swaminathan, passes away in Chennai. Anant Chaturdashi, marking culmination of 10-day-long Ganesh Utsav, being celebrated in different parts of the country. Eid Milad-un-Nabi being observed today. And in Asian Games at Hangzhou, India add a gold and a silver to its kitty today, taking the country's overall medal tally to 24. And now, the news in detail. India has retained 40th rank in the Global Innovation Index 2023. Niti Aayog said India retained the 40th rank out of 132 economies in the Global Innovation Index 2023 rankings published by the World Intellectual Property Organization. It said India has been on a rising trajectory over the past several years in the Global Innovation Index from a rank of 81 in 2015 to 40 in 2023. The Niti Aayog said the consistent improvement in the Global Innovation Index ranking is owing to the immense knowledge capital, the vibrant startup ecosystem, and the work done by the public and private research organizations. It said, Atal Innovation Mission has played a major role in expanding the innovation ecosystem. The 56th Network Planning Group meeting under PM Gati Shakti assessed 6 infrastructure projects yesterday. These include 4 projects of Road Transport and Highways Ministry and 2 projects of Railways Ministry with a total project cost of about 52,000 crore rupees. The meeting was held under the chairpersonship of Special Secretary Logistics, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Sumita Dora, at Yashobhumi Convention Centre in New Delhi. This takes the total number of projects assessed by Network Planning Group to 112, with a total value of about 11.53 lakh crore rupees since the launch of PM Gati Shakti approach. Road Transport and Highways Ministry presented 4 road projects to Network Planning Group and demonstrated adherence to Gati Shakti principles. The first project proposal is a greenfield road located in Gujarat and Maharashtra. It will benefit not only industrial belts in Navsari, Nashik, Ahmednagar districts, but also the agriculture sector in the region. The project is expected to contribute to overall socio-economic development of tribal districts by providing easy and convenient connectivity. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has said that a policy is being framed to make all the national highway free of potholes by December this year. Talking to media persons in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari said that the government is also working on another national policy to use the municipal waste in road construction. He said government will provide incentives if the construction machinery is based on alternative fuels.
कंस्ट्रक्शन इक्विपमेंट वालों को हम दो प्रकार के एडवांसेस देते हैं, मोबिलाइजेशन एडवांस और दूसरा मशीनरी एडवांस। तो जो मशीनरी फॉसिल फ्यूल पे नहीं होगी, अल्टरनेटिव फ्यूल और बायो फ्यूल पे होगी, उसके लिए हम उनको इंसेंटिव देने के लिए हमने लगभग पॉलिसी फाइनल की है, ताकि प्रधानमंत्री का सपना है कि 2070 के पहले इस देश को कार्बन न्यूट्रल बनाना है, और अभी G20 में हमने जो बायो फ्यूल का अलायंस किया है उसके परिप्रेक्ष्य में हम भी ये इनिशिएटिव लेंगे।
The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has introduced key amendments to Cable Television Network Rules 1994. The Ministry issued a notification yesterday amending the rules, introducing a procedure for the renewal of Multi-System Operator or MSO registrations. An enabling provision has been inserted in the rules for the sharing of infrastructure by the cable operators with broadband service providers to promote internet penetration to the last mile. MSOs shall apply for the registration or renewal of registration online at the Broadcast Seva portal of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. The MSO registrations shall be granted or renewed for a period of 10 years. The application for renewal of registration shall be within a window of 7 to 2 months before the expiry of the registration. The Civil Aviation Ministry has taken multiple proactive steps for the institutional strengthening and workforce expansion in Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Airports Economic Regulatory Authority and Airports Authority of India. The DGCA employs a team of qualified and experienced aircraft and aeronautical engineers, pilots and air traffic controllers to carry out its regulatory and oversight functions. A total of 416 new positions have been established in the DGCA, which will help the aviation watchdog to provide a safe environment in the sector. The positions will be filled in a phased manner. 114 posts out of these have already been filled. The Indian Army is celebrating the 197th Gunner's Day today. Chief of the Army Staff, General Manoj Pandey, conveyed greetings and best wishes to all ranks, veterans and families of the Regiment of Artillery on the occasion. The date has a special significance in the annals of the history of the Regiment of Artillery because 5 Bombay Mountain Battery was raised on the 28th of September 1827. As this battery has been in uninterrupted service since the raising, its raising day is celebrated as Gunner's Day every year. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, the Director General of Artillery, Lieutenant General Adosh Kumar, said that the regiment is witnessing unprecedented transformation.
Artillery today is witnessing unprecedented transformation, wherein we are graduating from manual to automatic, analog to digital and conventional to smart. We have recently concluded a number of contracts for induction of modern gun systems. Besides this, we are also progressing procurement cases for indigenously developed advanced towed artillery gun system and mounted gun systems. The Regiment of Artillery is also abreast with niche technological developments in the military domain.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
आइए स्वच्छता पखवाड़े में 1 अक्टूबर को एकजुट होकर 1 घंटे के लिए सुबह 10 बजे श्रमदान कर पूज्य महात्मा गांधी जी को स्वच्छ भारत की स्वच्छांजलि दें. स्वच्छता कार्यक्रम की अधिक जानकारी के लिए swachhatahiseva.com पर जाएं.
वेलकम बैक. Agricultural scientist Dr. M.S. Swaminathan, known as the father of India's green revolution, passed away in Chennai today. He breathed his last at his residence. He was 98 years old. Swaminathan brought a social revolution through his policies to rescue India from famine-like circumstances in the 1960s. He founded the M.S. Swaminathan Research Foundation and played a vital role in developing high-yield variety seeds of wheat, which led to the green revolution in India. World-renowned for his work on the policy front, Swaminathan has received numerous international awards and honors, including Albert Einstein World Science Award in 1986, the first World Food Prize in 1987, Tyler Prize for Environmental Achievement in 1991, and Planet and Humanity Medal of International Geographical Union in 2000. He was also conferred with Padma Shri, Padma Bhushan, and Padma Vibhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the demise of Dr. M.S. Swaminathan. In his message, Mr. Modi said that his groundbreaking work in agriculture transformed the lives of millions at a very critical period in India's history and ensured food security for the nation. The festival of Anant Chaturdashi is being celebrated today with Ganesh Visarjan, where devotees immerse the idol of Lord Ganesh in water. The festival marks the culmination of the 10-day long Ganesh Utsav, during which devotees worship Lord Ganesh with devotion. On the last day, they perform rituals and take the idol to a nearby pond, river or sea for immersion. The festival holds significance as devotees say goodbye to Lord Ganesh and pray for his return the following year. Various rituals, including puja, aarti and processions, are being carried out during the festival. In Maharashtra, immersion of the Lord Ganesh's idols from homes, societies and different pandals is underway in different parts of the state. Lakhs of people are participating in the immersion processions to bid goodbye to their beloved Ganpati Bappa. We have a report. Ganpati Bappa!
After 10 days of elaborate puja and celebration, devotees in Mumbai are bidding tearful adieu to Lord Ganesh with traditional visarjan. The visarjan processions of the famous Lal Bagh Charaja and Mumbai Charaja have started amid chants of Ganpati Bappa Morya. The state administration has taken various measures to ensure that the process of immersion or visarjan is carried out smoothly. Popular immersion sites like Girgaon Chowpatty, Dadar, Juhu in Mumbai seafront and Marve Beach in Malad have all been decked up and barricaded where thousands of Sarvajanik Ganesh idols and also from homes are brought for visarjan from different locations. Security has been beefed up in the city. Suburban railways have arranged special local trains to cater to increased number of passengers. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Eid Miladun-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, is being celebrated in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Seerat conferences are being held, highlighting the different aspects of life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organized to mark the occasion. In Delhi, the main procession is being taken out from Bara Hindu Rao area in central Delhi, which will culminate at Jama Masjid after passing through the traditional route. Elaborate security arrangements have been made for the occasion. The President, the Vice President and the Prime Minister have greeted people on the occasion. Bharatiya Bhasha Utsav, a 75-day long event to celebrate the Indian languages, started in Lucknow today. Padma Shri awardees and representatives of different Indian languages are taking part in the program, which includes Bahu Bhashi Sangoshti, that is, multi-language conference and a play based on Ramayana today. The festival will continue till the 11th of December, coinciding with the birthday of famous Tamil poet Subramanyam Bharati, which is celebrated as Indian Language Day. Our correspondent has the details.
During these 75 days period, the children in government schools will be encouraged to use Indian languages as mode of greeting. So instead of good morning, one can hear vanakkam or namaskaram in the schools of state in the coming days. Many programs on the theme of encouraging Indian languages will be organized across the state during the next 75 days period under Indian Languages Festival. Talking to All India Radio News, the additional chief secretary of Languages Department of Uttar Pradesh, Jiten Kumar, said that very soon they are coming up with a unique dictionary in collaboration with Oxford University Press, which will have words of three languages, English, Hindi and Sanskrit.
Uttar Pradesh Sanskrit Sansthan aur Oxford University Press ne joint collaboration mein dono sansthanon se mil karke ab hum Sanskrit, English aur Hindi ki tri language mein hum ek dictionary la rahe hain. Dictionary ka dummy version ready ho chuka hai aur hum prayas ye karenge ki December tak ye sabhi libraries mein open market mein available ho jaye. Ye dictionary hamare yahan pe Uttar Pradesh संस्कृत संस्थान के सेल्स काउंटर पे भी उपलब्ध होगी और उत्तर प्रदेश के जितने भाषाई संस्थान हैं उन सभी के पब्लिकेशन डिवीजन के सेल्स काउंटर पे ये डिक्शनरी अवेलेबल होगी.
सुशील चंद्र तिवारी, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, लखनऊ.
On to sports. In the ongoing Asian Games at Hangzhou in China, India's medal rush continued on day 5 today as the country clinched a gold medal in the men's 10-meter air pistol team event of shooting. The team of Sarabh Jot Singh, Arjun Singh Chima and Shiva Narwal narrowly beat the Chinese team to take the top podium. Earlier this morning, Roshi Beena Devi won a silver medal after a 0-2 defeat against local heavyweight Wu Xia Wei in the final of the women's 60kg category in Wushu. With this, country's overall medal tally has risen to 24, comprising 6 gold, 8 silver and 10 bronze medals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian players for their outstanding performance. The key domestic share indices today declined more than 0.5% in the afternoon trade. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange fell 481 points to trade at 65,638. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange also declined 151 points at 19,565 a short while ago. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India retains 40th rank in Global Innovation Index 2023. Centre assesses 6 infrastructure projects worth 52,000 crore rupees under PM Gati Shakti. Father of Green Revolution in India, M.S. Swaminathan, passes away in Chennai. Anant Chaturdashi, marking culmination of 10-day long Ganesh Utsav, being celebrated in different parts of the country. birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Eid Miladun Nabi also being celebrated today. And in Asian Games at Hangzhou, India add a gold and a silver to its kitty today, taking the country's overall medal tally to 24. And with that, we end the midday news.